Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. For the last few weeks, the last few episodes, I've been pushing the edge of my comfort zone in what I'm speaking about. I think about this stuff a lot, but I don't talk about it a lot. And so for me, I am on the verge. I'm on the verge. I'm pressing, pushing boundaries, making myself say words and do things that I'm not comfortable doing or not used to doing. I say it all the time in class, that which is most uncomfortable is often just unfamiliar. We get so stuck in comfort zones. I am noticing this more and more in my life in this last 2 months than I have noticed in the last decade. And that's the honest truth. All of a sudden, I'm waking up to how comfortable I've been in certain patterns, how used to I've become in doing the same thing over and over again, and how in many ways we get numbed or muted to what it feels like to jump out of the box and do something different. You know, they say that as we get older, we get more ingrained in habits. We get more or less willing to be thrown off our game, to be out of routine. And that's the truth. And I'm feeling that in my own life. And you know what I'm doing is I am purposefully jumping out of the box. I'm looking for ways to shake it up, to do something new, to change things up so I can feel more awake and alive. Yesterday I had a bunch of meetings, and it was like one after another, and I was in different places, different roads, into the city, out of the city, down a new block and meeting new people. And I thought, wow, I haven't done this in a while. And I felt, you know, part of me was like, oh, I just want to be home with my cozy, in my cozy house, in, you know, with my dinner and all this. And then the other part was like, what, are you kidding me? You know, when you get stuck in ruts, in patterns, we become desensitized to what it feels like to be alive. And so for the last couple of months and the last week, I have been looking for opportunity over and over, meeting new people, going down new paths, trying new food, making new food, watching something new, checking things out, maybe even on the internet. That's new. I'm 52 years old, and I know how easily I can just go down the road of comfort, right? And just kind of lull myself to sleep for the next decade. I do not want to do that. So here I am just pushing the edge right here in this podcast. I had no idea 10 minutes ago I was going to come up to my closet and record a podcast. And oftentimes I'm really just going on impulse. You know, when I feel the impulse to record, I just jump up, I plug it in, my Blue Yeti, come up to my closet and I start riffing. These moments of being in the unfamiliar help us feel awake and alive. I talk about it in my book. You know, it's called a ripe opportunity to wake up and feel alive. It's that moment when our heartbeat starts going, when our breath maybe becomes a little bit more shallow, when we start to see more clearly, we start to sense more vividly. All of a sudden, we feel awake and alive because we're out of the box. We're jumping patterns. I love this whole idea in mindfulness training of depatterning your mind. As we age, as we become more systematic in how we live, we begin to live in these general patterns, the general pattern of how you get pissed off, right? Somebody cuts you off on the road and there you are, your stress level's high and you're pissed off, right? If we do that over and over again, it becomes a pattern. We just do it habitually. Or how we relate to people habitually. Whatever we do over and over again will become a pattern, everyone. So mindfulness practice helps us to look at those patterns, to see what we do over and over, what has become very familiar in your life. And what happens when we start to look at ourselves this way is we can start jumping patterns. And this is what I'm talking about. Hanging out in the unfamiliar. It's not comfortable for most of us. It feels different. It feels wacky. It feels energizing. We feel alive when we are out of our normal, habitual, everyday patterns. So how do you get yourself to do it? Well, I would say two things. Two ways you can jump patterns. One is to follow impulse. Follow the impulse to say something different. Follow the impulse to connect with someone in a new way. Follow the impulse to just buy some different food at the grocery store. Follow the impulse to take a new path home. Following that, what if I just did it this way? What if I wrote the email that way? What if I confronted this person who's been doing something that I feel is out of alignment? What if I? Every time that comes up, boy, go for it. Check it out. Check out life from a different perspective. This is how we stay bright and bold and relevant in our lives and relevant to others at work and at home. Following the impulse to de-pattern, to change it up, to be nimble. I just spoke about being nimble in a video I put out. Being nimble, being flexible, instead of being so rote and in your ruts of life. So that's one way. The other way is to notice the patterns that you're already in. Notice the rut you're in. For the last year, I would say I've been in a rut in how I work out. You know, I do the same kind of things, practice yoga, I do some weights, I do a bike ride, I'll go for a run. But everything has become pretty rote in my life. And I noticed it. And I noticed my body wasn't changing. I wasn't feeling stronger. And so I'm changing it up. I've been changing it up for the last couple of weeks. I started rock climbing. I love it. It's set me on fire. My body is sore in different ways. It's just making me feel alive. I'm starting to swim more, and I'm still practicing yoga, but practicing at home a little bit more. So changing it up, noticing patterns, noticing what you're getting from those patterns, and then being curious enough to change it up. The last few weeks, I've been giving you all some assignments. And just so you know, I'm giving myself the assignments. They usually come through me first, and I'm checking them out before I go and get so bold as to actually give you an assignment. But the last couple of weeks, we've talked about doing three things really, really well. And then last week, I spoke about changing one thing every day, making one small change every day that may just shift you forward a little bit, that may just open up something that's been stuck. Today, I'm going to ask you to be nimble, to do something completely out of your normal routine. Completely. I can't tell you what it is. Only you know that. But do something completely different that you would do on a normal workday, say. Let me know. Report back to me. This is how we stay in this curious, open, joyful, exhilarated sense of being alive that we all deserve. We should not be waking up saying, here we go, another day. If you're waking up and dreading life, dreading what's ahead of you, then change it up. Your life is too precious. Life is too short to be hanging out in the rote, in the patterns that don't make you feel jazzed, curious, engaged, alive, awake, and ready, just ready to take on your day. So I'm here to just prod you and poke you and wake you up and do whatever I can to tell you not to miss this moment. Don't miss your life by hanging out in the familiar all the time. Let's jump some patterns this week. Let's check it out from a new perspective. If it's small, let it be small. If it's big, let me know. I'd love to hear about it. Go out there and enjoy your life. I can't wait till next time.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.